Here's some Stoke FM news for Friday, April 14th, 2023. I'm Megan Dooling. BC gave an early season update on the flooding, drought, heat, and forest fire potential for the rest of the spring and summer ahead. Basically, conditions are dry right now, and rivers and the snowpack are relatively low. It's too soon to say how this will affect the summer, but forecasters say that climate change makes what used to be more predictable unreliable. Bowen Ma is the Minister of Emergency Management and Climate Readiness.
The climate crisis is here. And what we see on a regular basis is that because of climate change, we are seeing extreme weather events occur more frequently, with more severity, longer durations, and greater impacts. And in fact, in recent years, what we're also seeing is that the time between these extreme weather events is decreasing, which means that it is not uncommon for communities to be actively recovering from a previous event and then facing a next one.
We're supposed to have a cooler and wetter than average early spring, similar to last year. May, June, and July are projected to be warmer than last year. Dave Campbell is with the River Forecast Center. He says snowpack is low, but not unprecedented. There have been 11 forest fires since April 1st. Two were human-caused, and the rest are being investigated. The soil, grass, and trees are really dry right now. Matt McDonald is the lead fire weather forecaster for the BC Wildfire Services. He said teams worked with the Scuppa First Nation southwest of Lytton to do a prescribed burn.
And this fire is showing some fire behavior that was a little aggressive for early in the season. And this just is demonstrative of those dry conditions that Armel spoke to this winter.
He said stumps are burning quickly down into the soil.
And if you can recall just how pleasant the weather was last year in October, extremely warm, anywhere from 4 to 10 degrees above normal each and every day of the month. And we saw very, very little rain during what is usually a very wet month. And while that might have been nice patio weather, it continued to cure our fuels and deepen those drought conditions.
There was a cold snap after that, so the ground froze and wasn't able to absorb moisture when the snow did fall. Despite seeing these dry conditions, McDonald says he can't predict what kind of fire year we'll have. Amel Castellan is a warning preparedness meteorologist from Environment and Climate Change Canada.
So there is that expecting of the unexpected, which is part of the forecast.
Forecasters will be watching what happens in the next few weeks, saying the devil is in the details. The risk of floods will be higher if we get a ridge of higher pressure that brings a week of warm weather, for example, followed by a lot of rain. And forecasters will be watching then for floods in areas with higher snowpack. These coming months are typically the rainiest in BC. Forecasters will be watching those levels and monitoring the risks of forest fires. Cliff Chapman is the Director of Provincial Operations for BC Wildfire Services based in Kamloops. The province is putting more money than ever into forest fire mitigation and preparedness, he said. They try to have crews and equipment in areas that show the highest risk of fire. They hired 113 new full-time staff this past year and are now working year-round instead of seasonally. There are close to 2,000 BC wildfire personnel on the ground and 700 contractors.
We are well positioned organizationally to be ready for the season ahead. And obviously, as we've seen in years like 17, 18, and 21, you know, really, whether we have 2,000 or 20,000 resources, we're still going to be challenged.
Chapman echoed Minister Ma, saying that people have a responsibility to be ready for emergencies because of this. They say to have a go bag packed and be aware of what is going on in terms of weather and conditions. Ma also said the province has given local authorities money to proactively open cooling centers.
We've seen that extreme heat events are becoming more frequent and projected to become more severe due to climate change. Extreme heat is now a part of our reality. And it is critical that British Columbians understand what it is that they can do to protect themselves and their loved ones when these events happen.
Because of recent extreme weather, like the fire season and extreme heat in 2021, then the major flooding that fall, the province is being more proactive about communicating conditions and preparedness. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.